Welcome to Messy Business, the podcast that will help you change how you work, not who you are. This is where we talk honestly about thinking clearly, making better decisions, and building a business that actually feels good to run without hustle, hype, or pretending everything's fine. I'm Libby Langley, business coach, author, optimist, realist, and self-employed since 2011. Here's this week's episode. Hello. I want to talk to you today about whether you've got an income problem, which you think you might have, or actually, have you just got a decision problem? A juicy one for you today. Income follows decisions. It does. And when your decisions wobble, often your revenue wobbles. And you might be thinking, oh yeah, I can see that now. So good. Welcome to Messy Business with me, Libby Langley, talking today about, is it an income problem or is it a decision problem? I will absolutely say quite confidently that most income dips, they're not caused by not knowing what to do. They're caused by delaying, dithering, reacting, right? They're caused by not being clear, okay? And so this is your stabilizer episode here. This is gonna help you. This is gonna ground you here in what you're doing. So there are some decision chains behind generating income, right? So income really, in the simplest terms possible, it comes from offers and pricing and marketing and consistency, yeah? And each of those is a series of decisions. So when you're overwhelmed or overthinking or about things, your decision becomes messy and the income reflects that, right? So your income, you can't generate any income without having something to sell. And that can be a very neat and tidy product, or it can be a service that you offer, or it can be, you know, pay me to just kind of be with you, I'm really useful. It can come in all kinds of forms, yeah? But there has to be some way of people finding out about that, and there has to be some way of people giving you money for that. And we all know that, right? You've got to have something to sell in order to make any income. So you've got to have some sort of offer. You've got to have some sort of price on it. You've got to have some sort of marketing. And marketing is doesn't necessarily mean like posting loads of stuff on social media. It just means some way of telling people about that. And that could be as simple as you put leaflets through the door. You know, I mean, there's plenty of people, window cleaners and tradespeople and all of that, that's what they do. And that's enough depending on what your business is. You could have a website, you could do networking, you could do loads of social media stuff, you could do ad campaigns, you could do anything, right? There's varying degrees of marketing. But what's important is that you're consistent in all three of those things. You're consistent in what you offer, in how you price it, in the fact that you make it available, you know, people tell people about it, that you market it. And that's the way to generate income, purely and simply, okay? It's no more complicated. It's no more complicated than that. But each of those is a series of decisions, right? And what we do is we overcomplicate all of those steps and we add in funnels and deviations and, oh, now I'm going to offer this service. Oh, and I'll offer this online product as well, just because that might mop up a bit of, you know, a few people who aren't ready for higher end stuff. And maybe I'll just chuck in, you know, I'll do a podcast as well. And maybe I'll do a YouTube channel. Yeah, I'll start a YouTube channel. And actually, I think I need to go all in on LinkedIn. And, oh, shall I Substack? Yeah. Now, hang on, let me write a book. And I'm saying all these things because I've done all of them. Sorry, I really made myself laugh then. But it's true, right? And complicated funnels. And if they click on this bit, they get that message, and they click on that and they get that message. And yes, all of this stuff can be incredible, but it doesn't need to happen. You don't need to do it. You know, you look at most of the tradespeople that you know or will come and do work in your house, I bet they don't even have a website, half of them. They might have a Facebook page, but they'll sometimes do some leafleting, but they will just network and meet other tradespeople and they'll all recommend each other. And somebody will say, oh, does anyone know a plasterer? And 13 people in the local Facebook group will say, oh yeah, so-and-so is really good. And, you know, and that's this most simple way. And so they just do their do. They do their thing, they do their plastering, and tomorrow they'll do their plastering again, and the next day they'll do their plastering again. And it's the simplest, it's the most underthought business model ever, if that makes sense. It's, you know, decision problems in that business likely don't exist, okay? And that's because it's not overcomplicating things. They're not paying for tons of software that they don't need. They're not paying for all these things that those of us who have, you know, work from home, work from a computer and stuff, kind of feel like we need to have. As soon as you bring the online world into it, that's when the overthinking comes. And that's actually where income becomes impacted, because we're spending out on more things that we arguably don't need. You know, you probably don't need top of the range software for something. And yet it's nice to have. Oh, yes, it's nice to have. But that's all eating into your profit margin. And that all means that you need more customers in order to be able to pay for those things. So it's a self-fulfilling prophecy of doom. And it's funny, I was looking at my finances this morning and I was looking at, because it's coming towards the end of the financial year, end of March, end of the financial year for most small business owners in the UK. And I was looking at the spreadsheet that I have. I obviously do it all online. I use FreeAgent, which is brilliant software, but I also have a spreadsheet of things too, just so I know at a glance what it is that I'm paying out for. And I was looking back a couple of years ago, back to, I think I started doing these spreadsheets in this way about 4 or 5 years ago. And the amount I was spending on stuff was insane. I mean, insane. And yeah, I don't do that anymore. I kind of, you know, caught myself. I've realized what I was doing, but all the software that existed and really expensive coaching programs that honestly I didn't need and didn't really do me any good. You know, you always learn something in all of these things that you're in, even if it's just that that's not how I would do it. But, you know, like £2,000 a month plus. And it's just, you know, I think that's a really insecurity thing. And I think that's a decision problem. Honestly think it is. Because when you doubt yourself so much, we throw money at the problem. And the more you throw money at the problem, I don't know, the more the problem compounds, actually. So it becomes an income problem when actually it's not. It's a decision problem. It's a lot to think about, this one. And, you know, this is a real stabilizer episode for you to help you perhaps see, you know, recognize yourself in some of the things that I'm saying and see where actually you perhaps are making things more difficult for yourself than they need to be. And I think what happens then is that when your revenue dips, you compound it, right? And you add more income-killing decisions onto the already depleted income or depleted profit, right? The income might be okay, but if you're spending lots of money on stuff, then, you know, income is take-home pay, right? It's not necessarily about turnover, this is about profit, really. But, you know, you discount stuff to try and calm your nerves. So you think, right, I'll put an offer out and if I get a few people in, then whew, I'm still a good person and people still like me. But price cuts, they're often kind of used as anxiety management, I think. But they are more anxiety inducing because, yeah, you might get people to buy, but they're not necessarily the right people. And then you're servicing people and filling your time when it's not profitable. So, and if you didn't want a volume business, then why are you then creating a volume business out of panic, you see? So calming your discounting is not going to calm your nerves. And perhaps you will start something new to avoid finishing the real thing, or to stop yourself feeling behind as well. Because if you don't start something new, then, you know, who even are you? And it's just rubbish. It's just rubbish. There's nothing wrong with still talking about the same thing. You know, a great example of this is Mari Smith, who is just such a gorgeous human. And she's been talking about Facebook. She's absolutely the queen of Facebook, right? I've met her and interviewed her a couple of times over the years. And she's been talking about Facebook since, when did I start teaching Facebook? 2009. And so she was doing it then. And because when I first started teaching social media, it was 2009, and it was all kind of really new. But she was one of the people that I used to learn from and used to quote. And have always respected enormously. And still, how many years later is that? 17? Something like that, yeah. She's still talking about Facebook, right? And it's not cool or sexy to talk about Facebook anymore because Facebook's just really, you know, it's not used as much for businesses because the algorithm, because all the ads, because blah, 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 blah. But still, she's still the authority on Facebook. And, you know, it's this... you know, she's an example of someone who's kind of never started new things. She's just stayed consistently in her lane and consistently successful and consistently respected. And I think there's a real lesson that we can all learn from that. Because I haven't done that. I haven't done that at all. You know, I've been in business for 14 and a half years. And within that time, I've probably actually had 10 different businesses, 10 different business models, certainly. And that's down to, I think it's down to decision problems. It's down to an element of uncertainty. It's down to wanting to experiment. It's down to ADHD, wanting to try new things. It's down to all of that. But actually, it's not the best thing for income. And it's certainly not the best thing for stress management. So I've absolutely stripped out stuff. Today, I've cancelled my paid Zoom. And that felt like a massive decision because I know I've said before, you know, if you're having meetings, you just goddamn pay for Zoom and so you can have proper meetings or proper conversations. But my business is no longer built around Zoom calls. It's not. And so for £16 a month or what I was paying, I'm going to cancel it. And if I need it, I'll just do it again. And I think that for me is really it. You need to clap for me because that's a big step, okay? But it is. It's just a case of, you know, you don't need these things, right? You don't need all this stuff. Have conviction in the thing, in who you are, and the thing that you want to do, and that's what really, really matters. And honestly, 2026 is my year of doing that. It's just kind of, you know, I've got rid of so many things and I simplified so much stuff and I'm much more trusting in the fact that I am the orientator. You come to me because you need calm. You come to me because you need sensible guidance and advice. And that's enough, right? It doesn't have to be packaged up as some super fancy long program thing where I teach you this and I teach you that. You don't need to be taught anything else. You just need someone to listen to you, reflect it back to you, give you some sensible solutions. And I'm your person for that. So that's, where was I? I'm sorry, that was an enormous aside there. But anyway, so overhauling what's already working. I don't know how many times you've written your Instagram bio or your LinkedIn headline or your website, but if it's already working, you don't do that. And because what will so often happen is you'll confuse boredom with broken, right? But nothing's ever broken in business. Despite how much ChatGPT would want to tell you that it is, you know, if you're bored with it, that's probably a good thing, particularly if it's earning consistent income and go do something else. You know, take up a hobby or something. Allow your business to just run as it is if it's working and if it's generating you income. You don't need to add more widgets into it. You can be happy in its simplicity. You genuinely can. And certainly don't wait to feel confident, because you ain't never going to feel that to start with. You know, if confidence comes along the way, it's usually the reward and it's not the entry point. It's not the entry requirement at all, because you're not a bro marketer who feels super confident when they're 19 and they know everything about business. And it's like, no, you don't, mate. You still live at home with your mum. So, you know, don't try and force any of that. There's, you know, there's a kind of quietness to confidence, I think, really. You don't have to go, hello, I'm really confident in what I do. I'm incredibly confident in the fact that I know that I can make you feel better than you do now, whatever it is. I have that skill, I have that ability, but I don't introduce myself to people like that. It's just something that I know about myself. So yeah, and there's lots of people, you know, I know some, you know, somebody else will say, I know I can plaster a wall for you. It's like, yeah, you just know that you can do the thing. And that's fine. And that comes with skills, skill and experience and all of that. So please, as a little word of warning here, don't listen to the loudest person on the internet. Just don't do that, right? Or the person who spends the most on ads that you keep seeing over and over again. Doesn't mean they're any good, right? Does not mean that person is any good. It doesn't mean that that person is for you. And it certainly doesn't mean that by buying their $27 download, you are going to become them. Okay. Stick with who you are and believe in who you are, because that's the most solid foundation you can have for ever building a business. And if you listen to all these people, whoever all these people are, but it creates a real urgency and this real like fear, FOMO with us. And that urgency, it creates really bad decisions. It's not a good basis for anything. Panic. It's not a good basis for anything. And you know that, right? You know, you kind of don't really need me to tell you that. And yet we all need someone to tell us that. So that's why you're here. And I think that the real problem with all of this, it isn't this thing. It's not your income. You know, it's the decision fatigue. And because when everything feels like a decision, you stop deciding. It becomes impossible to make decisions when everything is a decision. That's happened to me really recently. These renovations that we're having done, oh my God, it should have all been finished at the end of January. And where are we now? You know, March. And it's like, it's not, because of various issues. And we found out that the splashback thing, whatever you call it, like the wall lining thing that we were supposed to have fitted with the kitchen, couldn't be fitted for numerous boring reasons, probably installation errors. And I had to choose some tiles instead. And I actually just sort of sat there and cried and said to my husband, I don't care. I cannot make any more decisions. I don't care. I don't care about these tiles. I don't. And so we went to the tile place because we had to get some. And he chose them. And actually, they're great. They're not fitted yet because we have ongoing issues, but one day they will be. But that decision fatigue was like a real thing, was just, I can't do anything else. And you should never get to that stage, really, in your business. It's, you know, if you feel like that, please send me a message and come join my Messy Business Think Space, because just sharing this stuff, honestly, you know, it really is true that a problem shared is a problem halved. It makes such a difference to just be able to say this out loud and get some pointers on where to go. It absolutely lightens your load. So, yeah, Messy Business Think Space is a place for that. Because it's horrible. It's horrible, right? And I mean, thank the Lord that the tiles that he chose, I mean, we did bring our own samples and all of that, but, you know, they're going to be absolutely fantastic. And I think they're going to be better than the original answer. But can you even imagine if I deferred that decision and they were awful? That's grounds for divorce, I think, really, isn't it? But there is such this mental load of being solo with things. You know, it's your sales, your delivery, your content, your admin, your finances, is everything. And it isn't that you're bad at business. Of course, you're not bad at business, right? It's that you're carrying too much in your head. And that's really, really tough, right? We're not meant for this. And you know, you might be a brilliant practitioner and then you leave your job and you start up on your own, and it's like suddenly you have to be the world's best CEO as well. And it's like, oh, hello, nobody told me about that skill, right? But you can learn all that stuff. And so I want to give you three income stabilizers. Pick one thing for the next 30 days, right? Pick an income lever, some leverage for the next 30 days. So raise your prices, maybe, probably needs doing. Cost of everything has gone up, so your prices will too. Improve your offer clarity. That's a good one. Just get really clear on what it is and what you do. Get a bit more visible, maybe. Maybe do some guest on some podcasts, something like that. Or share a bit more on social media, or think a bit more deeply out loud. I think that's the important one. It's not just about creating tons of vacuous content, but really share your point of view. You know, what hill is it you're prepared to die on? That's the stuff to share. That's the stuff that people will buy. And also, follow up with people. Send a few more emails, or send any emails. You know, remind people that you're there and how you can help them, what it is that you do. That's such a simple thing to do. But those things, you know, you don't have to do all of those. Pick one of those. You know, raise your prices, improve your offer clarity, get a bit more visible, and do some follow-up. If you pick one of those and focus on it for the next 30 days, it's going to make a difference, right? And none of those things are things that you need to overthink. They are just things to do, okay? And then I would remove one leak. So this is where you have money leaks, time leaks, thinking leaks. Stop freebie tinkering. Stop creating freebie downloads that aren't actually really all that relevant to your business. You know, stop thinking that having more people on your email list is going to solve all your problems, right? Oh my God. And I say that with such an enormous caveat, because your email list is probably the best, is probably the gold mine that you're not utilizing enough, right? But getting, if you're a local business delivering in-person services, you don't want someone from Timbuktu on your mailing list because they're never going to be able to buy from you, right? So think about what's relevant to your business and stop tinkering with everything. And stop fiddling with your offers. We don't want any tinkering. We don't want any fiddling, okay? Make them have more clarity with them, but don't fiddle with them, right? And stop platform hopping as well. You cannot do all of the platforms well. So pick one, possibly two, depending on how confident you are with things and how long you've been doing things. And just do it well and just focus on that. You know, I went on TikTok briefly and then I don't have the app anymore. It doesn't matter. Sure, can be good for visibility, blah, 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 blah. But I can't be bothered. I'm not interested. I don't want it. I didn't like it personally. Not going to be on there for a business. That's fine. I stopped making videos for YouTube. Yeah, can be absolutely fantastic. I don't want to do them. And that's all fine too. You get to make these decisions. And actually, a lot of the decisions that you'll make will be saying no to things. And that will give you a ton more clarity. And then make one brave but boring decision, because boring decisions will compound, right? And, you know, a boring decision might be, like for me, it was, I'm not making YouTube videos anymore. It's like a retraction, but actually, oh my God, it's the most liberating thing that I've done. And so all those things are fine. It's okay to be sensible and be a bit of a grown-up sometimes. I'll whisper that because it makes me feel dirty just saying it. But it's okay. It's okay to do that. It's okay to be sensible sometimes. And you know in your heart what's the right thing, right? That's so important for me to reiterate, that doing what you believe in, talking about what you're passionate about, just going with what feels good, that is as good a compass as you're ever going to get, right? And then you as you do that, you start tuning out all of the noise, because you know that you don't need it, because you know that you're on the right path, and you'll have so much more headspace and more time that you can just go out for a walk and do something really nice instead of sitting at your desk creating a bloody freebie that never going to achieve anything anyway, apart from lose you 3 days of your life. Your business doesn't need fireworks. It needs follow through. It needs consistency. It needs your heart in it. That's what's really going to change all this. So if you're in a season or a period or, you know, a time where things feel a bit complicated, come join my Messy Business Think Space. You'll find it at libbylangley.com. And I want you to remember that income isn't going to rise when you panic. It rises when you decide. So I don't believe you have a fundamental income problem. I believe that it's all down to decisions. Making them, not making them, changing your mind on them, doubting them, all of those. That's what it's down to. And so if you make one clear decision today, that is your assignment, and I hope that you understand it. Okay. Whoo-wee. Off you go. And send me a message on Instagram. Tell me what's going on with you, where you are with this, and how this has made you think a bit more clearly today, because I'm fairly sure it will have done. So until next week, lots of love. Libby Langley, thanks for joining me. Thanks for joining me for another episode of Messy Business. If this episode made things feel a little clearer, come and tell me. I'm over on Instagram at Libby Langley. Until next time, remember, you can change how you work without needing to change who you are.